Welcome to Through the Bible with Pastor Michael, a podcast from First Baptist Church in Mustang, Oklahoma. Here's Pastor Michael.
All right, another big day for us as we keep walking through our Read Through the Bible for this year. A big day because we are finishing yet another book of the Bible as we finish the book of Joshua today. Let's make five observations from Joshua 22, 23, and 24. Number one, the people return home that will dwell east of the Jordan. We learn that those tribes are going back to the land that they have been allowed to reside in. Secondly, the eastern tribes build an altar that raises the suspicion and the anger of the others. They build this altar, and this altar of witness, and the other tribes get very concerned about it and get suspicious of it. And so they come and talk to them and think that they have rebelled. They say in chapter 22, verse 19, "Only do not rebel against the Lord or make us as rebels by building for yourselves an altar other than the altar of the Lord our God." And then the tribes that built it, they're residing on the east, explain that this was not an attempt for them to do something wrong. They say in verse 25, "So your children might make our children cease to worship the Lord, but this was to be a witness between us and you and between our generations after us, that we do perform the service of the Lord in His presence with our burnt offerings and sacrifices and peace offerings." And so they get that resolved. The larger group is suspicious and concerned. They get that resolved. A third observation is Joshua warns the people of judgment that will come if they do fall into disobedience. He reminds them in verse 14 of chapter 23. He says, "I'm about to go the way of the earth, and you know in your hearts and souls, all of you, that not one word has failed of all the good things the Lord your God promised concerning you. All have come to pass for you, not one of them has failed. But just as all the good things the Lord has promised concerning you have been fulfilled for you, so the Lord will bring upon you all the evil things until He has destroyed you from off this good land that the Lord your God has given you." And so he warns them that just as God kept His promises and His word for the blessing, so He will keep His promise and His word if they disobey for punishment. Of course, this happens about 800 years later in 605 when the Babylonians under King Nebuchadnezzar come into the land there and they begin to overpower and overtake the land and take the people of God into exile. 605 gets completed in 586 BC as the temple is torn down. And so this promise of punishment and being driven off the land is fulfilled in their disobedience about 800 years later after Joshua says this. A fourth observation, after recounting the faithfulness of God, Joshua calls on the people to choose the path of obedience. You see that in chapter 24, as Joshua, in the first part of it, recounts some of what God has done in the book of Genesis and Exodus. And then as the chapter keeps moving on, it recounts more of what the Lord has done for His people. And then he calls on the people to choose the path of obedience. And then a fifth observation is that Joshua, at the end of this book, he dies at 110 years old. Chapter 24, verse 29 tells us that. And so when you get to the end of Joshua, you've had the death of Joseph and the death of Joshua and the death of Moses and the death of Eleazar the high priest. And so a number of these key leaders and key men have passed on. What does this mean for us? Five applications. Number one, we should keep our word. We should keep our word. I want to read to you chapter 22, verse 3. "You have not forsaken your brothers these many days." They did what they promised to do. They said they were going to go into the land on the other side of the Jordan. They were going to help to conquer the land, and then they would return back to their land given to them. And they did that, and so they kept their word. It's a good reminder for us that we should keep our word. We should be dependable. When we tell someone we're going to do something, we should follow through with it. When we tell someone we're going to be somewhere, we should be reliable. It's a great trait for God's people to be dependable and honest and reliable. Second, we should learn lessons from the lives of others. One of the concerns when they built this altar of witness, one of the concerns for the rest of the group comes from, it's told to us in chapter 22, verse 20, did not Achan break faith in the matter of the devoted things? Achan was the man who took things that he wasn't supposed to take. His sin led Israel to be defeated at the Battle of Ai. We covered that early in the book of Joshua. Well, the people of God have remembered that, and to their credit, they are striving to learn lessons from the mistakes and the sin of Achan. And so the reminder, the takeaway for us is that we should learn the lessons from other people's lives too. Where people do the right thing, let's learn and emulate their example. Where people do the wrong thing, let's, through wisdom, learn the example of that also, and not be in a situation where we have to suffer the same consequences somebody else did, because we will have learned from them. A third application, our power comes from the blessing of God. I want you to notice chapter 23, verse 10. One man of you puts to flight 1,000, since it is the Lord your God who fights for you, just as he promised you. Again, these people are having to do the work. God's faithfulness does not exempt them from hard work. Yet, as the text makes clear, the power in their work comes from God. They went to battle, but it's the Lord who brought the victory. And they had success because the Lord fought for them. A fourth application, we must resist any temptation to cling to idols. We must resist any temptation to cling to idols. Chapter 24, verse 14, therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and faithfulness. Put away the gods that your fathers served beyond the river. Anything in your life that is a barrier between you and the Lord, refuse to cling to that. And then a fifth application, lead your family to serve the Lord. Probably the most well-known verse in the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Lead your family to serve the Lord. And then notice the response the people had in verse 16. Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. And so I just want to encourage you as a summary and as a takeaway from this book, lead your family in this way. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Though my neighbors may not, we will serve the Lord. Though others in my family may not, in our extended family, our house, we will serve the Lord. Though people in our state and nation may turn away from the things of God, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Though we may live in a world filled with sin and disobedience and rebellion, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Verse 18, therefore we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God. And so, let it be the commitment of your life to lead your family and live with your household, whoever's a part of that, in such a way that you would say, no matter what anyone else does, we will serve the Lord. And then just a brief conclusion from Psalm 59, really brief as I summarize Psalm 59. God is our strength. Again, I'm just amazed at how many times the readings in the Psalms just match exactly with what we're reading in the Old Testament. So here in Joshua, they're being reminded that the power, the strength behind their success came from God. It wasn't in their strength. It was God's strength that drove the people out. You turn to Psalm 59, where you've got this Psalm of David praying for deliverance from his enemies. And what does David say? The exact same thing that Joshua said. Verse 9, O my strength, I will watch for you. Verse 17, O my strength, I will sing praises to you. Verse 16, but I will sing of your strength. This is the theme of Psalm 59. This is the heartbeat of this chapter, that God is our strength. And so I want to encourage you to look to the Lord as your strength and rest in the Lord as your strength. Well, we've made it through another book as we have gone through Joshua now together. And I'm excited that we have continued to make good progress. We will begin tomorrow in the New Testament, looking at the Gospel of Matthew. All right. Keep studying and seeking the Lord today.